So there it went one Friday. I must have got to Stratford because I remember coming on the bus from Stratford along that Bow Road, past the Yardley's Lavender Factory, which stank to high heaven of bones being boiled or ground or whatever. And I thought, I'm not gonna, I can't put up with this if that's what it's going to smell like. Oh. However, I was then told it was depending which way the wind blew us to, and it wasn't normally as smelly as that.
What was it like coming up to Kingsley Hall then? What was around Kingsley Hall?
Oh, slum housing, low-rise streets and streets and streets of slum housing, many of which had been bombed or damaged. Anyway, everybody in Kingsley Hall was so warm, so friendly. Almost immediately, you felt you were part and parcel of the community.
Just
Anyway,
feel it.
I was put in charge of this lovely person called Amy, who said, "I'm going to look after you. You're going to work with me." And then up to the cell upstairs to take my bags and baggage.
What were the cells like
Cold
then?
as hell, cold as hell. Oh. So we dumped the stuff in there and down to the kitchen, but I wanted to get down out of the cold. Although it was Easter, it was very chilly. And down into the kitchen.
Where was that?
Well, it was at the back, it's the second floor, those rooms at the back. There was a kitchen and then the sort of sitting room, dining room. And Flo, the cook, everybody was crowding round and she was dishing away and we were making toast and nicking chips and having a lot of fun, actually. But my job, basic, was visiting, which was going round these very, very awful slummy streets. With a list of names and addresses of Kingsley Hall members or people who'd been suggested by Kingsley Hall to see were they all right, had they got any problems, was there anything we could do for them. Many of them, presumably, they'd had some bomb damage, the house, they hadn't got water, they hadn't got something,
Did you
or.
see a lot of bomb damage?
Yeah. So that was going round, and on the Saturday it was with Amy. A Sunday we had off. I had off. I can't. I think I went into central London for something. And on Monday, there was I thinking Amy was going to come round with me, but Amy didn't. She said, "I'm sorry, we've got so many people to call on, so much to do, you'll have to go off on your own." I went off by troop.
What was that like?
Well, sometimes I got a friendly welcome, but of course, to have this kind of unknown young girl with a slightly wrong, not an East End accent, suddenly arriving, I got rather short shrift.
Really, what did they, how did they take?
Well, oh God, blimey, we're sitting around now. Oh, boy. Right now.
So these were people who didn't know anything about Kingsley Hall.
Some did and some didn't. Those who did, I mean, obviously I got a friendly welcome and.
So they would, you were just calling on them on spec, or were there people they
Well, I'd
knew?
been given the list and
Yeah,
I went round and knocked on for Mr. and Mrs. X, Mr. and Mrs.
so they
Y,
were
or
known to
somebody.
Kingsley Hall somehow.
Somebody had suggested that these people were in trouble or they'd just come back from evacuation or they'd had bomb damage or something had happened in that. They were all people who, from Kingsley Hall's point of view, possibly needed help of some kind. They didn't look at me and think that I was going to do much for them.
And what sort of help did they get?
Well, I then went back and said, look, they need. They've just come back and the house has been bombed, I mean one in particular. They haven't got blankets, they haven't got this, they haven't got that. And the there are two small children. So I took back the report back, and to Harry Everett in particular, and he'll be the one who said, okay, right, well, and he'd organise whatever help was sent to them.
How did they get the help? How did they pay for
it? I don't know. It wasn't my department.
Hmm. But they had these things at Kingsley Hall, or did they go and get them?
No, they had stores of stuff. I think down in the basement, because I saw people coming up with bedding, with blankets, with all kinds of stuff, and trootling off. Mainly on a barrow. I can't think of any other transport. I think it was the first weekend. Doris was away ill. Muriel was away somewhere. I hadn't seen Muriel at all. And then the first weekend, I think it was that Muriel came and said hello to me and how were things. Very, very charming and very, you know, I thought I was in the presence of royalty. I was dumbstruck.
What did she look like?
Well, I can think of Doris being sort of rather round and bubbly and flowing, and Muriel being much neater, much more aquiline, much more elegant altogether, and rather alarming, although she was so sweet and
Why
lovely.
Why was she alarming?
Well, I mean, there am I looking at somebody I hero worshipped. You know, you think, oh, gosh. Mm. Not that she intended to be, I think, but she would want to know what I was going to do and what my ambitions were. And she was very, very charming and attentive.